Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. My co-host in residency, Meredith Haggerty, is back here this week. Hi, Mayor.
Hey.
How's your bragus going?
So bralific.
It's been really fun so far.
It has.
You guys, one of the most fun things about bragus is that someone tweeted at me that she washed her bras because she knew that bragus is coming. And so I retweeted it and I was like, can someone who's good at Photoshop maybe make me some Game of Thrones style imagery that says bragus is coming? And all these people did, and they were amazing and
They're so gorgeous. So
funny. We were looking at them right before we were recording. So if you guys want to get in on that, if you're like Photoshop handy, or if you're graphic designer or anything like that, and you want to make your little version of bragus is coming and tweet it at me, my handle is at Jolie Kerr, JOLIEKERR. Or you can email it to me, joliekerr@gmail.com.
They were beautiful, but we haven't seen one yet, say, for instance, of the Night King wearing a bra.
That was actually what I was picturing. And actually also what I was picturing was someone like making his blue eyes into two boobs.
Correct.
Because my mind is just totally bizarre.
Also, his eyes are boob-like.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. They're noticeable
orbs.
Spherical things.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for the response so far to bragus. It's been great. We have a really cool episode today. It's going to be a little bit to the left of cleaning, but I think it's a really important episode to do because today we are primarily going to be talking about the fit of a bra, how to know if a bra fits you, and how to know if a bra is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, most importantly, what to do with bras when they're no longer of service to you particularly. And Meredith and I both have things to say about that. We're really excited. Meredith also did her brought it.
I sure did.
And so we're going to talk about that because I'm excited to hear what she discovered. And I hope that after this episode, a lot of you do your brought it for reasons that we'll talk about in the episode. But before we get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, the podcast that's sweeping the nation.
Yes. the only place to talk about chips. That's it. Like, you can't.
There's some joke to be made about sweeping the nation and like crumbs.
It's
but
like,
I can't quite find it.
Chip Chat is sweeping the nation with crumbs, and then Ask a Clean Person is like coming up right behind it, just cleaning it all up.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Yeah. You guys can go get those episodes by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Also, I just want to put out a little call. This is August. It's my birthday month. It really does help me when you support my show on Patreon. I don't know if you guys have not gone over there and seen. It's literally $2 a month. So even if you're not particularly interested in the bonus episodes, but you do want to help support the work that I do, this is a free podcast. Obviously, I have advertising, and I get paid for that and so on and so forth. But the supplemental income from Patreon really, really does help me. And if you have been helped by the show or you just enjoy it and you want to say thank you, you can obviously say thank you. And I appreciate that. But I would really appreciate it if you would help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. So there's my greedy little plea. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday month.
Money is the best thank you.
In true Leo fashion, I have a birthday month. Alrighty, we have, I think this is going to be a big episode today. We might go a little long, but that's okay. I'm going to have Mayor read the first two questions because they kind of bundled them together. They're sort of related.
Great. So the first question is from KT. And KT says, after your pod the other day, I looked in my bra drawer and I realized that I probs have at least 20 bras, 3/4 of which I never wear and don't even know if they fit / probably should toss. Kim asks, how do you know when it's finally time to throw your beloved bras out anyway?
All right. So the reason that I bundled these two questions together is because I wanted to talk about KT saying that she's got like three quarters of her bras, 15 bras. Did I just do that math right?
Yeah.
I think I did. 20 bras, 3/4. Yeah, 15. Look at me doing math on the fly.
So good.
That she's not wearing, and she doesn't know if they fit. And so this is part of the reason that I want you guys to be doing your bra tests. I do want you to be taking a look at your bra wardrobes, as we call them. That was a term, you guys, that I learned at this great little lingerie shop in L.A., around the corner from Villa Blanca, Lisa Vanderpump's first L.A. restaurant that I go to like all the time when I'm in L.A. But this little shop is so great. I'm completely blanking on the name. I'm so sorry. But I love this little shop. And I met this woman while I was in there who was friends with the owner, and she was talking about her bras and blah, blah, blah. And she used the term bra wardrobe. And I was like, that is a great, great descriptor. And I'm taking that. And I took it. And I'm still taking it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I do want you guys to go through your bras, do your bra audit, tweet at me, email me about your bra. I find it fascinating to hear like what people have.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Mare tell us very shortly what she found in her bra audit. To do this, don't just kind of like file through, like rifle through your drawer. Actually take all of your bras out. And I would actually go ahead and say with this one, include your sports bras, include your, you know, your bralettes, any, you know, any specialty bras that you have. Take them all out and really you'll get a clearer eye on what you have, and you'll be able to make better choices about what you're going to keep and what's going to go. And ideally, one of the things I'd like to see come out of this Braguest is that we increase awareness about bra donation. Bras are actually a really critical thing to donate. Mary and I are definitely going to talk about that in a second segment because we both have a lot of thoughts to share about it. And they're a thing that are very infrequently donated. They're in real demand. So if we can encourage people to go through their bra wardrobes, you know, keep the best for themselves and donate what you're not wearing or not using. We really, really want to do that. In order to figure out what you're going to keep and what you're not, you kind of have to determine two different things. And that's why these two questions were bundled together. The first is, does it still fit you?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second is it dead? Right? Because it might still fit, quote unquote, fit. If it's dead, it probably isn't really fitting. And we actually do have some donation options for bras that are really no longer serviceable for wear, even as a donated bra, which is good. So don't throw any of them in the trash. They can all be donated. Some of them will go intact to someone who needs them, and some of them will be recycled. All right. Before we get into how to figure out if a bra fits, Mayor, I actually want to hear about your bra audit.
Okay. So I did my bra audit last night. I realized that I have, but I didn't include my sports bras because I didn't think of it. I keep them in another drawer.
Oh, that's
drawer.
Okay. Because the next episode is our sports bra episode, actually, you guys.
That's why I saved it. It was on purpose.
So good looking out there.
That's, I was just thinking ahead and not just looking in the one drawer where all my bras live. I have 22 bras.
Wow.
Yeah. I wear like five of them probably. I have three of those like airy bralettes. Mm-hmm. I am a busty lady.
I was gonna say, Mira.
Yeah. I'm a busty lady on the like very top end of the straight size. I can still wear a mall brand, but you know, I'm at the top of it.
Yeah.
And these were advertised as like, you can get these bralettes and they'll fit. You know, bralettes aren't for big boob girls, but like these will fit anyone. And I'm like, nope, false. I just own three bras that don't fit me.
Okay.
Entirely that are beautiful, and I'm just really sad. I'm just still sad about it. That's all.
Okay. But
so 22. Yeah. 22.
Here's a thing to say about those and feeling sad.
Mm-hmm.
I really want you to donate them because they're making you feel bad, and I don't want you to feel bad.
It's true.
And there's no reason for you to feel bad. I'm looking at them. You have beautiful boobs.
Thank you.
It's a glorious bosom that you have. I have a photo of your bosom on my telephone, actually, with some spinach artichoke dip on it that I just look at from time to time because it makes me happy to look at your boobs with spinach artichoke dip. They look even more delicious that way.
Please don't put that on the internet. Yeah.
I'm not going to put it on the internet.
that's a whole website. I'm sure spinach artichoke boobs is already .com is taken.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, if something is making you feel bad because it's not realistic for your figure, get it out of your life, because there's no reason for you to feel bad about your figure. Mm-hmm. And that, I say that to you specifically, but I say that to all of you out there. We have what we have, and some of us just like aren't going to look great in certain things, and we are going to look fabulous in other things, and hang on to the stuff that makes you look and feel fabulous, and just remove the stuff that doesn't make you feel good. There's no reason to punish yourself, right?
I'm keeping the bralette dream alive, but not with these.
Okay.
Someday.
Someday we'll find
someday
you.
Someday I'll find one.
Yeah. And actually, you know, maybe some of the listeners out there are also, do you want, are you comfortable saying what your size is?
Oh, sure. I should know, right?
She literally looked down like
they're going to tell me. Like it says like 38 double D across the top, which I think is accurate. It's like 30, 36, 38 double D.
Okay. So maybe someone listening will have a similar size bust and will be like, I know the bralette you need.
Yeah.
And I have so if you do, you can tweet at Mary. You want to say your Twitter handle?
Oh, sure. It's at many, many words.
That's right. Or you can email me. And Mara's email is available on her in her Twitter bio, too.
Yeah.
So, all right. What else did you find? So you've got these bra lists. Mm-hmm.
I created a little system for myself. So it's like a
she's
check.
Got notes, you guys. It's
I do.
Really
I have
cute.
I have actual notes. Check plus and check minus, and then tossed. Just like there were some that I was just like, these don't even get a mark because I just have to get rid of it. It's so bad. Yeah, I'd say, like, what did I learn? I learned that I have a lot of really old bras. Like, I went through being like, oh, I remember you. Oh, hey, old friend.
Aww.
Like, oh, you're from college. Like, how'd you hang on?
Did you thank them for their service and, like, Marie Kondo them?
Well, those are especially the ones that were, like, me at, like, 22 being like, I'm going to buy a sexy bra and then never wear it under any circumstances for any reason. So there's the, like, pristine...
Like me wearing my sex bra for you last
week? Yeah, exactly.
Week.
Yeah. Just pristine elderly sex bras. That's basically what I have in this drawer.
That bra does not fit you anymore. Like, just because, like, the how long ago did you graduate from college? Like, 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly 10 years ago.
Your breasts have changed in 10 years. Like,
that's
I
true.
Promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've
that's,
changed.
Yeah, it's yeah. true. Well, there, yeah. So I have like, I don't know. How do you want me to break this down? Is there any like,
I mean, I think that was good.
Okay.
I guess mostly like, I like how you organized the system and that you had like the check plus, the check and the check minus. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to think about like what can go and what can stay.
Get rid of the check minuses need to go into the tossed pile really.
Yeah.
But
they need to go in the bra recycling pile. Yeah.
Yes. Then there weren't that many, there weren't that many check pluses, which maybe I just need to buy some new bras.
Okay, so we're gonna
bra
get
shopping.
You into some new bras.
Yeah.
We're gonna go bra shopping. Yeah. I love bra shopping, love it. Okay,
now that
let's
I have room
talk
in the drawer.
About. Well, here's the other thing that I hope you guys will do while you're doing your bra it is I you know, KT asked how do I know? I don't even know if they fit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is how you're going to know if a bra fits. First is...
Try it on.
Duh. Literally,
yes.
Number one, I wrote, try it on.
Duh.
I feel like so often you ask me, you give me a prompt and I like don't know the answer that I was like, oh, I know this one.
I know this one.
Don't let anyone else answer. It's me. Try it on. Got it.
Try it on. Okay, but this is actually, this is the stuff that you need to know. There are six main elements of fit when it comes to a bra. And here is what they are. Ready? Number one, this is actually the most important. This was the thing I think I was most surprised at when I went for my first, like, big girl fitting at the big girl bra shop, you know, is that the first and most actually important element of fit is the band. If the band rides up your back, and I see this all the time, like an eagle eye, I can see a woman on the street from, like, 10 paces away with a band that's, like, ridden up her back, like practically at her neck, and I'm like, girl, you in the wrong size bra. And then I don't say anything because that would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Just let them find out for themselves.
Yeah. So if the band rides up your back, it means that the bra is too big or that it needs to be tightened, meaning put on a different hook.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, when you buy a bra, you want to buy it and have it fit on the tightest hook. That's because over the lifespan of the bra, the elastic is going to stretch out, which means that, on the other way around.
The loosest hook.
The loosest hook. So that you can go inward and tighten the bra as the elastic starts to lose its elasticity.
I think you told me that a couple years ago and it blew my mind. Because I just thought you were supposed to do it on the middle one.
Which is what everyone does.
Yeah, it's very like Three Bears style. You're like, this is just right. Yeah. But no, it is.
You want it to fit on the farthest out hook. Yeah. If the bra is riding up, either you need to just like switch the hook that you're using because it probably means that the bra is a little older and the elastic has started to stretch out, or it just means that the bra is too big and you've been wearing the wrong band size this whole time.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then you want to go down a band size and possibly, we talked about this last week actually, up a cup size.
Mm-hmm.
Because cup sizes are not standard. They don't exist in their own plane.
Mm-hmm.
They exist in a world in which they work in concert with the band.
It's like the physics or whatever. It's like the exploding brain meme when it comes to bra sizes, sort of. Because you're like, a 36A means this, but a 36D means, like,
uh-huh.
There's no...
It's ridiculous.
It's like, you have to think in another dimension.
I know. I wish we had a better system, but we just don't. The good news is we have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet has a tremendous amount of resources for all of this stuff. So you will not be like alone in figuring all this stuff out. In fact, the internet has a lot of resources that I have written about it. Not just about why, believe it or not, I've not written just about washing bras. I actually did a whole series on Jezebel years ago, but it's all still, you know, like it's evergreen content basically, about finding bras that fit. So like that's all out there in the world. And I'll be tweeting that stuff out throughout the month so people can find it. Okay, so band size is number one. Number two, does your breast tissue spill over or bulge under the cups? If so, you need to go up in cup size.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's a sexy look. Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
do it.
Don't. Yeah. Shouldn't be.
You don't want a double boob.
Thank you to the one person who liked my teenage suicide Heather's joke from last week. I appreciate that you got that reference. It made my day. Okay, number three. Do the cups pucker or gap? Meaning, like, can you stick a finger in between your boob and the cup? Which sounds sexy, right? But
is that bad?
Yeah, it isn't. If so, you're not filling out the cups. And the cup is too large. Mm-hmm. So you got to size down.
Or you have to put socks in it like you're in middle school.
Or that.
In a Judy Blume book.
Number four, this is my personal pet peeve. I know I talked about this last week because I'm my little tiny little bird shoulders. Do the straps slip or slide? If you have adjusted and tightened them and they're still slipping, it means either that the band is too big. So going back to point number one, that a band that's too big is bad news, ladies. Mm-hmm. Bad news in the world.
That's where the bad news starts.
It really is. It really is. The other thing that might mean is that the bra has lost its elasticity, which is going to take us into the second question that we had of like, how do you know if the bra is dead? Fit number five, point number five. Do the straps dig into your shoulders? I know this is a problem that a lot of women have, especially busty women. The reason that is happening to you, if loosening them doesn't work and still digging, it means that you have to go up in cup size. And that is a problem that many women face because of the thing that Mayor talked about when we first kicking off the episode, that there's kind of a standard size that you can get, like the mall sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're bigger than that, finding them is very, very difficult. And then even when you do find them, they're crazy expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy, crazy expensive.
The idea that anything that's sold is actually meant to fit you is because no, there's nothing that you can buy that isn't meant for you to fit into it instead of it to fit you. Mm-hmm. And we live in a terrible society.
Mm-hmm.
So, and bras are like, you know, king jerk when it comes to this.
Absolutely 100%.
The worst. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, don't feel bad about being a weird cup size.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, feel great about what you have.
Feel great about wearing the right bra.
Feel great about wearing the right bra. Just know that it is unfair. We here in this room are all sympathetic to the fact that it is unfair that odd sizes, unusual sizes, are women who have them are punished because they have to pay more and they're harder to find. Mm-hmm. We sympathize with that, but also it really will make your life better to get into the right size, not just from a vanity perspective, but truly from a health perspective too. There are health issues that go along with wearing the wrong size bra that I'm not really going to get into because we don't have the time, but like I've written about it and it's out there. Okay, and then the last part of the fit is if the underwire pokes you,
ouch.
If so, it means your cup size is too small mm-hmm. and you need to size up. Yeah. Okay. So that's how you figure out if your bra fits. So you've got to try it on to figure out all of those different things. You've got to assess. And also, like, if you try a bra on and you're just like, I just hate this. It fits, but I hate it. Life is too short.
Yeah.
Life is really too short.
There are other bras out there. There are other bras in the sea.
Yeah, there are.
That's
if a bra no longer fits, it goes. Mm-hmm. Okay? You guys, life is short. And you...
Even if you bought three of them, because Ari told you it was a good idea.
Man, that bums me out.
It was so stupid.
I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. No. Yeah. You had faith.
Yeah.
It's good to still have hope in life, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing. If the bra no longer fits or you no longer wear it, doesn't make you feel good for whatever reason, it can be donated if it's in good shape. And here is how you determine if it's in good shape. So this is going to kind of our second question. If it's stained, dingy, or the elastic is dead, don't donate it to an organization that only puts gently used bras into other women's hands. Mm-hmm. It's not a good donation. It's not going to help. It's not going to improve someone's life to get a
gross bra.
Mm-hmm. That's not uplifting.
Boom.
I was like, I shouldn't. Like, I'm trying to be nice here. I shouldn't make that joke, but I can't help myself. With that said, there are places, and we're going to talk about this in a second. There are places that will take what's the opposite of gently used? Like, road hard and put away wet?
Yeah, put away sweaty. Yeah. Yeah.
That will take them and they'll recycle them. They'll recycle the material, the underwire, all of that stuff. So don't, what I'm saying is don't put any bras in the trash. Mm-hmm. Just be aware of the state of the bra that you're donating and make the right donation choice based on how the bra is doing. So like, Mayor, you're like college sexy time bras. Mm-hmm. Like those should go to an organization that's donating them directly to women in need.
Yeah.
Like, because those are in great shape.
Yeah.
And like barely worn. Yeah. That's
barely worn, never seen. But, yeah. Not never
seen. I doubt that's true. Okay. Here is another thing that is, I think, really good and important and helpful to know. The general lifespan of a bra, and there is so much disinformation about this on the internet. Believe your friend Jolie when she tells you this. 2 years. You are going to see places that say 6 months.
That's crazy.
You are going to hear that if you go into certain bra specialty stores. Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you 6 months.
Mm-mm. Truth to big bra.
No. That's hogwash. It's crazy to think
they're just trying to sell you more bras.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. And kind of make you feel bad. There's like a whole thing about the bra fitting industry that, like, again, we don't have time to go into all of this, but like, it's like really built on like shaming you. Mm-hmm. And like, I hate all of that.
The frequency with which you hear, like, you're wearing the wrong bra as though it's a moral failing is banana pants.
It's like, of course we're wearing the wrong bra. Look at how crazy this sizing. Who could figure any of this out?
Yeah. Right? Why don't you just make one to fit me, jerks?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
Not my fault.
I've never gone to Victoria's Secret, by the way, and had the same bra size given back to me. Like, you shouldn't go there and get your fit, but like when I have, they're like across the board. Just some of them are like, you're a 32AA. It's like, that's never happened.
No.
Like, and then others are like, you should probably just like get a forklift. And like, are you a woman who could tell? And you're like, just help me.
I just want help.
Yeah. Wear sports bras all the time.
Yeah, I know. Don't wear sports. That's something you don't have to resort to wearing sports bras. I mean, I do wear a lot of sports bras, so I'm not anti that. If that's what makes you comfortable and happy and blah, blah, blah. But like, you don't have to resort to that.
True.
Okay. Let me say one more thing about the lifespan thing, though. Because I want to say the general lifespan is sheer. Sure. Right. And that's going to be true of, like, you know, as we keep talking about during progress, like the 2 to 4 go-to bras that we kind of all have, right? Mm-hmm. Those are probably really only going to last 2 years or so because you're wearing them all the time. You're wearing them all the time. But I will say that the last time I went to get a bra fitting, I brought in one of my bras that I bought the first time I had gone for a bra fitting. because I really liked it and I wanted to get some similar styles to it. And it was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And the bra fitter, I was like, it's 3 years old. I know it's probably dead. And she like started like yanking at it. She goes, nope, this bra's fine. She's like, your back straps need to be a little bit adjusted. You need to tighten them a little bit. And she goes, but honestly, she was like, I don't know what you've been doing to this bra, but like this, she goes, you can get another 2 years out of this bra. Meaning I'm going to get 5 years out of this bra. And actually when she said that, I was like, well, I'll tell you what I've been doing to it. I've been hand washing it and hanging it by the center gore.
By the tipper.
By the tipper. By the way, a lot of people were tweeting at us that they were saying the tipper, and I like that this is catching
making
on.
Good, it happen.
Good job, Mayor.
Yeah.
way to contribute.
Love to coin a term.
So, you know, that kind of brings me back to the last episode where I talked about the difference between hand washing and machine washing. And like, you know, I said, like, look, I live in the real world with you guys, and I know most of you are going to machine wash. But like, if you're buying expensive bras, mm-hmm. or you just really, really, really hate bra shopping, which many of us do, really consider the hand washing, because the reason that I'm getting more than twice the estimated lifespan out of a bra that I do wear regularly is because I do take very good care of them. So
that's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could just stand over the washing machine holding your bra, considering the lady being like, you're a size, like totally made up number that you've never heard of, and picture not having that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, maybe hand wash them.
As like a little aside, I was doing laundry this morning, and there was a couple in there, and the guy turned to me. I was like loading my machine, minding my business, and I was in a mood. Okay. I just didn't want to be talked to. And he was trying to ask me how to do laundry. And you guys, I just ignored him. I simply did not answer. I was just like, no.
I don't work for you, strange man.
No. Like,
you already have someone who has to deal with you.
I was like, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, this is my job, but right now it's not my job and I'm not going to do it. And so I ignored him. And then when he and his lady were folding their clothes, I noticed that she was folding a bra that she'd put in her dryer. And I was like, see, I'm glad I didn't help you. You monster, you put that in the dryer. On that note.
Like, they needed your help.
They did,
but
I wasn't.
You know what? Not today.
Mm-hmm. Not today.
Mm-hmm. Not in your today, off hours.
Not today, Satan. Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Meredith and I will be right back with more about your bras. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty. We're talking about bras. Hello.
Sure are.
All right. We've got one more question. I want to say, actually, now that you heard that whole spiel about like the fit and like the dead elastic and all that stuff, like, is there anything in your bra audit that you're like, oh, I really now like I have clarity about what I'm going to do?
I mean, most of it needs to go.
Okay.
It's really bad. I also like I there were a couple that I was like, I will try these on later. So elasticity questions remain.
OK.
But I will say, like, yeah, I don't know. I have some. I love a soft bra for home.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Everybody loves a soft bra. But I can never tell if they're like there's an elasticity issue with it or not, or if it's just soft.
Yeah, that is trickier.
Especially the ones that don't clip, like the head, you pull, the like sports pull, bra style, yeah. But like they're not supportive and they're like purple or whatever.
Right.
Which is me just describing my favorite soft bra. It looks like something that like Alana Glazer would wear as a top.
Okay.
Sort of deal.
Yeah.
Which is like, for me, only under clothes, but still I'm pleased with it. But yeah, I'm like, oh, is this dead or am I just, I mean, no one's going to.
Well,
it's
I think
just for TV watching. It's for Bravo time.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, it's your bra. bra for
it's
Bravo.
My Bravo. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about that as part of the sports bra episode and maybe actually the last episode that we're going to do about the, like, what I'm calling, like, the kind of, like, outre bras, the, like, sticky bras and the, you guys, as I'm saying this, I'm literally, like, pounding my own breasts.
Just, like, they stick.
You know, the sticky bras.
I don't know if, like, the sound charades. Is picking up of, like, like, boob hitting. Yeah.
The Jolie charades are now just me feeling myself up. That's what it is. But yeah, I was planning to talk a little bit about bralettes during that. So like, yeah, maybe we can talk a little bit about the fit and stuff like that. Okay, so we have one more question. I am excited because I know Mare is going to contribute to this this answer.
Awesome. So Elizabeth asks, bra donation. I have some very gently used bras. I change size drastically due to weight loss and muscle gain, and there must be some org that can get them to some to women that need some. Not exactly your thing, but if you're doing bras, let's cover it all.
Let's cover it all.
Let's cover it all.
Of course.
Well, can I can I talk a little bit about the story?
Yes, please.
So
I cried while I read it, by the way.
Oh, it's like so Racked, where I work, we ran a story a couple of months ago now, I forget when it was exactly, that Kat Ferguson wrote, who's a wonderful writer, about a bra donation group out in California and sort of the genesis of it. But I wanted to speak to sort of the reasoning behind it, which is like when she first proposed it to me, it blew my dumb brain because I just had never thought about it before, how important bras are socially, which is complicated. Like for on the one hand, like should we all have to like hoist our boobs up in these garments all the time? Kind of crazy. But on the other hand, like, of course, you can't get a job without a bra for the most part, especially if you're a larger breasted woman. You can't show up looking
braless.
Yeah. I don't want to say sloppy because I feel like that's rude. But like
that's the impression.
That's the social cultural. Yeah. That's like where we're at or whatever. And especially if you're someone who's struggling to get back on your feet. These things are so necessary and bras are expensive. They're hard to fit. It's just like it's this incredible hurdle for women who people who wear bras, whoever they are, who want to get back on the workforce and want to better themselves and or want to, you know, make a life for themselves. So the donating a bra is like wildly good thing to do.
It really is.
And shockingly easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it falls into one of those categories of things that people think they can't donate because of the nature of the garment. But actually, in the case of, you know, what we call gently used, and, you know, unfortunately, that's such a it's such a vague term. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the reason that I picked the first two questions that I picked, because I wanted to try to give people like a really clear sense of what's the difference between getting rid of a bra just because it doesn't fit and getting rid of a bra because it's you know, as I call it dead, like when the elastic is gone or the dinge or the stains or it's no longer serviceable. I hope that kind of the explanation that I gave kind of made those two differentiations clear for everybody. But I also want to say that when I was looking into places to donate, one of the places that I found that I really want to recommend is a place called the Bra Recyclers. And the reason that I really, 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 really like that particular one is it takes the guesswork out of it for you. You can donate any bra to them. You do not have to decide if it's gently used or dead or serviceable or not, or you don't have to make any decisions. Any old bra can go to them. Mm-hmm. They will make the decision for you.
That's so nice. Oh, and I realized I didn't say the name of the one from the story.
Yes, I was going to ask you.
Which is important because it's a good wordplay. Also, it is be a deer and donate a brassiere.
Yes. I loved that. I loved that. I thought that was so, so great.
They're out in California. And but there are organizations like this.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And Meredith and I, local ones. Yeah. And Meredith and I will make a big point of like tweeting out links to this. Actually, what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to make an open a public post on Patreon with just a whole bunch of links.
Great.
So we can link to the Racked story and we can link to bra donation spots. And then I can just kind of keep it. I can keep updating it as people send me information. I think that's probably going to be the best way to keep everything like searchable and findable for everybody.
I love that.
So we'll make that available for everyone. But yeah, I mean, basically The best thing to do if you're looking to donate bras, and I know we're kind of like, I don't want to come on too heavy handed about this, but like, please, 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 please donate your bras.
It's just such a good thing.
Such a good thing to do.
Yeah. And you definitely, like, from the, you know, from my count, from the other counts, like, you probably have some bras you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely have
even
bras.
Even if it's one.
Yeah.
Donate one bra.
Yeah. Well, donate one bra. So the great thing about the bra recyclers is that you don't have to make that decision. The other thing is that they have drop-off spots and they have a mail-in option. So you can mail in bras to donate. You can Google them and find their drop. They have like a it's not a store finder, but like one of those things where like you can like type in the locator and your zip code into the locator and it'll tell you where the nearest drop-off is.
So nice.
And so that's a great, great option. Another place that is a great organization is called Free the Girls. They also like have pretty great names.
Such great. It's like, the vape shops of doing good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they will take new and gently used bras by drop off and also by mail in. So that's very nice to know. There's another organization called Just Donate Your Bra. Easy to remember.
Effective.
They are a mail-in only. So that's actually nice to know for people who don't live in, you know, major areas where there are drop-off locations and who really are just like, I'm just going to mail this in. A few other places to think about. Local shelters, especially, shelters that cater specifically to women and families. Also, many local lingerie shops, so sort of the smaller ones or even the bigger, not the Victoria's Secret type places, but places like, what is Intimacy now called? Rigby and Pellier, I think it's called. A lot of local lingerie shops will take donated bras and they donate them.
Oh, nice.
So that's another great resource, too. And you can just ask around. I mean, if you have a place that you go to, you can ask them. If they don't take the donations, they probably have some place that they know of that they can recommend. There's also one other thing. A listener actually mentioned this to me. I knew about it and then forgot. So I was really glad to be reminded about it. That there's a subreddit called Bra Swap.
Great.
So you can, make friends on Reddit. Like, Reddit isn't all bad, actually. And that leads me to this other resource that I want to mention that I used a lot when I was doing the original research for that Jezebel series way back in 2013, 14. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago. That's so long ago. But there's another great subreddit that's called A Bra That Fits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the bra swap is r/bra swap. And A Bra That Fits is r/a bra that fits. So Reddit is actually a great, great resource when it comes to bra stuff, which is wonderful
Amazing.
To know about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew? Reddit.
That and you have Our Relationships, the only website I enjoy.
And Our Bravo Real Housewives.
Oh, yes.
Which is
very
a fabulous sub.
Yeah.
Love that sub. Alrighty, so that brings us to the end of this, I think, actually, like, pretty important episode of Ask a Clean Person podcast, even though we didn't actually really talk about cleaning.
What
a refreshing change.
Auditing is cleaning to some degree.
It is, because it's organization and it's purging and all of that kind of stuff.
Plus, you're cleaning your soul.
You are cleaning your soul.
Doing nice things. That's right?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. And the thing is, that's nice about the donation is that I think that, I know this is true for me, and I think it's probably true for a lot of other people too, that it makes it easier for me to part with things when I know that they're going someplace good.
Yes.
Which, it's a double-edged sword with clothing donation, because it tends to make people donate things that actually are no longer serviceable. We always want you to donate everything, but we want you to donate to the right places. So that goes back to me saying, if it's gently used, that has one donatable purpose. If it's not, if it's more than gently used,
heavily
it's aggressively used, you can still donate it. Just donate it to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Bra recyclers.
Yeah, bra recyclers.
Yay. Well loved. That's what,
Well loved, indeed. Yeah. I like Road Hard and Put Away Wet, though.
I mean the same thing.
I would like that, wouldn't
Those
I?
Those are synonyms. Well loved and Road Hard and Put Away Wet.
To me, they are, all right, on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. The dirtiest podcast about cleaning you've ever listened to in your life. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.